I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Bonnie. I'm here for the Hollywood Life podcast, and I have my co-anchor, Ali Stagnita. She is co-anchoring, I see, from her bedroom today.
Yes.
Hi, Ali.
Hi, guys.
And we are welcoming two very important young women who you need to know all about, and you need to know about their organization. Which is an organization founded by Michelle Obama. That's our former first lady. And so here we are today. Welcome Stephanie Young and Crystal Carson from When We All Vote. Yay!
Before we all start, I want you guys to introduce yourself and tell us just a little bit about your roles at When We All Vote, and also, you know, where you came from before When We All Vote, because you were within the White House.
Yeah, so I'll kick it off and then I'll throw it to you, Crystal. But so I'm Stephanie Young, as they just said. I am the managing director, or the chief communications officer for communications, culture, and media partnerships at When We All Vote. And that encompasses all the work we do when it comes to bringing partners to the table from media organizations that you all are well aware of, like some of the
and we're a partner.
And yes, this is also a partner, so we're so excited to be partnering with you all as well. We also work on all of the cultural aspects of the organization, so all the talent, all the moments that we create, like the Roots Picnic or our couch parties with DJ D Nice. And yeah, it's been great. And we, I have a background in politics, but also I have worked for media companies as well. But at the White House, I served as the Associate Communications Director for President Obama. That's where we worked, or I primarily worked on rolling out domestic policy when the president was involved. So any big speeches that you saw him do around the country, my team helped to kind of roll that out and package that out for press. And then also I moved over to the Office of Public Engagement under the leadership of Valerie Jarrett and worked as one of the senior public engagement advisors. And that's where you engage the entire community to make sure that they have all the resources and information that they need to help not only understand what we were trying to do at the White House, but also to communicate that throughout communities around the country.
Fantastic. Crystal, tell us all about you.
Well, thank you first, Bonnie and Ali, for having us today. We're super pumped. You guys are amazing partners. So we're really thrilled to be here. But my name is Crystal Carson, and I am the communications and director and also media partners. And so as Stephanie mentioned, we're really working every day to change the culture around voting. And part of that work, and a lot of that work, is really getting our message out via media and our partners. And again, we're so grateful to work with you all on that. Previously, I also worked in the White House. I worked on President Obama's side. I was the chief of staff for the communications office. And worked there for about 3.5 years. Phenomenal time for change. Left early to go work on the Hillary Clinton campaign on the rapid response team. Did some really excellent work there. We know how that turned out. Part of the motivation for me working on voting now. And then prior to joining When We All Vote, I worked at the Obama Foundation, working with a group called My Brother's Keeper, an initiative he started during the White House to help young men of color. So yeah, again, really excited to get this conversation started today.
Well, we are so excited to have you and very much miss you in the White House. very much. And we'll circle back and talk more about your experiences there. But I think, first of all, it would be terrific if you could tell all of our listeners and our Hollywood Life readers what When We All Vote is and why it was founded by the former First Lady. And I believe that it was founded in the run-up to the midterm elections because we partnered with you then with the idea that it was just so important to get people, and particularly I think young people, to vote. So I would love it if you could tell us about your mission with When We All Vote and how it all happened, how it got started.
Yeah, so the thing I love about podcasts is that this can be an open forum of conversation. So Crystal and I will tag team each other, but you're right. When We All Vote is a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization launched by Michelle Obama in 2018. Right before the midterm elections, we had literally a 6-month window between when this organization launched and the midterms, where we saw a really strong turnout. And I think in large part, thanks to our organization and other organizations that are on the ground trying to engage voters. Crystal mentioned earlier that we're on a mission to change the culture around voting and to increase voter participation in each and every election. We're making sure that we are talking to people that are left out of the process, or the process is just not made for them. And there's suppression issues or other barriers to the poll. So we're working so hard to not only change the culture when it comes to the way that we think about voting in this country. It's not something you do just every 4 years. It's something that you have to do every year if you really want to see a change in your community, your city, your state, and this country. And we want to help people with the tools and resources to understand how to make that choice every year, and also how to recognize their power. And there's nothing more powerful than the moment in which we find ourselves in this country, where unrest in the streets, where we're seeing continual systemic racism that has penetrated every corner of this country, and COVID-19 that has completely changed the way that we live life. And I think that we all can see now how every elected office impacts, from mayor to your sheriff to your chief of police to your governor. Your governor says one thing, your mayor says another thing. Like, that conflict is not good, because how are you safe in a global pandemic? So I think that the blessing in all of the mess that we kind of find ourselves in is the fact that we can confront some really hard truths, but also we can see how important our elected officials really are to impacting our everyday lives. We're on this mission together. We're working with all of you when it comes to strong media organizations that are reaching people right where they are. And we're trying to do it differently. So instead of us just kind of focusing on, traditional press, right, and trying to reach or send our message through those channels, we recognize the benefit of working with Hollywood Life. We recognize the benefit of working with other, blogs that are talking to people on a daily basis. And we love the fact that they are listening and learning and reading about voting when they're trying to just get some information about some of their favorite celebs. But that's how important it is to change the culture, because voting has to be everywhere. We have to be a part of culture. Mrs. Obama is joined by a number of amazing co-chairs. There's 13 of them, and I'll rattle them off, and Crystal, you jump in on this too. So we have Liza Koshy, Janelle Monáe, Chris Paul, Lin-Manuel Miranda. We also have Kerry Washington, Tracee Ellis Ross, Tom Hanks,
Rita Wilson, Megan Rapinoe.
Megan Rapinoe.
Is she one of yours?
Selena Gomez. Yes. But we're using these platforms to make sure our messages are going far and wide. And the only way we can do that is by utilizing, these larger platforms. But what we found in our research and what we know is that you're actually the best person to influence the people closest to you. It might not be Michelle Obama. It might be you. So we're trying to empower people through all the programming that we're doing to utilize their voices and encourage the people that they love to get registered and get out there, get involved, and vote. And as we are targeting young people, people of color, we really want to close the race and age gap. But I do want to say Mrs. Obama's purposely made this a nonpartisan organization because it's bigger than one moment, one person, one election, one year, right? This is a lifelong change that we're trying to make.
Yeah, and I think part of the motivation too, to really, and the urgency to start the organization, was in 2016, there was a 20-year low drop in voter turnout. And so, you know, regardless for us, regardless of the candidate and the individual or politician you want to vote for, it's really about getting out and making your voice heard. So you may not love everything a candidate or a person stands for on both sides, but knowing that voting is your right and that you should be proud and excited to use that right every single year, and also know what the implications can be if you don't. And why it's important to do that. And we know we're seeing a lot of people realizing, really seeing that right now with everything that's happening.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. We've just been through, I think it's a very hopeful moment to see so many people, and it's ongoing, out in the streets protesting after the George Floyd murder. But it really set off, I think, a whole movement of realizing the systemic racism, and that Black Lives Matter, and that it matters to all of us. I want to ask you, though, your opinion. Like, you hear a lot of people who are out protesting thinking that it's protesting that makes the change, and not necessarily all of them making the connection that protest is fantastic, but that you then have to follow through and vote. So what is your message to everybody who is upset, wants change, is protesting, but is maybe not taking that next step, or may think that, well, voting doesn't matter. All politicians are the same, so it doesn't matter who I vote for.
Yeah. Oh, you want to take this, Chris?
You know, honestly, I would say you're seeing a lot of people really wake up to see that, you know, protesting absolutely has a place. And I think the former First Lady, Mrs. Obama, and even President Obama has really said it best. Everyone expressing themselves out in the streets and protesting and using their social platforms is so important, because we see how it has impacted change, and it's really waking people who may not realize that the things and the actions that they're taking can be biased in a way. But that's not all that we can do, and it's not the only thing that we can do to really see change in our country. The only way to really impact, or one of the only ways to really impact change, is to go to the polls. And, you know, more that we've seen people get interested in learning more about that, from the increase to our volunteers, to even an increase in our, and I know Stephanie could talk a lot about this, to our surrogates and ambassadors and co-chairs reaching out, either wanting more information or resources that they can share with their audiences, or just figuring out ways to get involved, to just individuals saying, like, I want to be able to do more. What can we do? We're seeing much more engagement in that way. And even donations, people donating because they want to show and be helpful in that way. But you know, everyone has a place, everything has a place, but we know that impact and change can really happen when you make your voice heard at the ballots in November.
Well, I think the point that Stephanie, you made, that it's important not to just wait for presidential elections, but that so much of the change occurs at the local level, voting for your mayor, voting for your local district attorney, voting for the county judge, voting for your state legislature. All of these are ways that you can impact change.
Absolutely. What I'd like to say right now is we got to go from protest to the ballot box. And Mrs. Obama said right as things were really starting to reach a peak here, that long-term and sustainable change only happens when we make our voices heard at the polls. So, you know, I think protest is a way to not only engage people, but inspire people to action, right? And I also think that during a time like this, everybody's like, what can I do? And everybody's looking for their role. But everybody has a role as a voter. And every time that you back away and say, nah, I'm not gonna do it. I literally got on a plane today, okay, in COVID-19, so I could come up to New York to vote. But every time you give your that vote away, someone else is making all these choices for you. And they are electing people that best represent their values and their interests. So it really goes hand in hand. And I think that, ironically, a form of voter suppression in this country that not only affects, you know, people of color, but affects all voters, is them thinking that their vote doesn't count and their vote doesn't matter. And in 2016, that election was determined by fewer than 80,000 votes split up by three states. Michigan, it was over 10,000 votes. Pennsylvania, I think it was just over 27,000 votes. So at the end of the day, all votes actually matter. And when you think that you can't impact your criminal justice system, or you think, you know, in your state or in this country, right? When you think you can't impact, you know, what you see when it comes to a response to a global pandemic, you absolutely can. And also when you think you can't impact how crazy your elections are in your state, when you look at what happened in Georgia, when you look at what happened in Wisconsin, when you look at what's happening right now in Kentucky, who controls your state elections? That's your Secretary of State. Those are elected positions. So I really encourage people not only to join When We All Vote so they have all the up-to-date information, but I also encourage them to take a moment and like figure out who's in place right now locally and what decisions are actually making for you and for your children and for your parents and for all the people that you love and care about. And I think that, again, this moment in time just shows how linked we are together, and that we all have a place in this fight, in this movement for a better America through the ballot box.
I feel like I love how When We All Vote really includes these kind of surrogates and the co-chairs, as you said, that are these big public figures who are now using their platforms to help people get out and vote. A lot of, I go back to like what Laura Ingraham said on Fox News, you know, shut up and dribble to LeBron James, whereas these people should be and are now using their platforms for better. Can you tell me just a little bit about how a celebrity or an influencer can actually help influence these elections and these people? Kind of how you said, you know, one person you're connected to can help make that difference.
Yeah. I mean, I would say this, look, social media is the biggest thing we have right now, that it connects us and it can divide us, right? It can give us really critical information, or it can give us bad information and lies and propaganda. So there's good and bad with all of these things. And I think that what celebrities have in this moment is they have that audience. They have that captive audience that's there to hear what they're doing, see what their day's like, see what projects they're working on. They have those people who admire them. So using that platform for good, there's nothing better than that. And I know that a lot of people work for charities, and there's different moments and there's different days. But when it comes to your work as a citizen in this country, showing someone that you're dedicated and committed to that, showing someone that you take, you know, your voice seriously in the process is only influential and beneficial to an American who may not have ever had an example of someone in their household who voted, who, you know, has never ever participated. That could be the motivating factor for them. And what we know is that voting is a habit, right? You either have it or you don't. And most people, if you saw your parents vote, you can become a lifelong voter because you saw that action. And it's so critical that we're creating an atmosphere for lifelong voters. And I think Crystal can probably talk a little bit about My School Votes, which is our voting initiative for high school seniors and or students at large in this country. But we know there's that critical need to have that messaging out there. And then just think about it. When you're at home and there's a primary election happening, I just left the state of Georgia. I saw political ads. But I saw, and I saw maybe the date, right? But I saw no information about vote by mail. I saw no information about early in-person voting. I saw no information about here are your polling places, or click here or go here to find out your polling places, right? They're not advertising that information. Certain states probably do, certain places do, but not when I was down home in Atlanta. So those celebrity voices and those platforms can help get that critical information out there that people just can't find. And maybe they don't know about us. So that's our connection to a whole audience of people who may not be paying attention.
Right. And these are the celebrities, they're role modeling. They're making it cool and important to vote. And you have such a diverse group of celebrities who are your ambassadors that they speak to different people and young people who can say, oh, I relate to them and they're voting. And so I see why that's so important to you. Now, it would be great to hear about the high school initiative because I think that it's so smart that you're trying to get high school students registered to vote for their very first time as soon as they become eligible, because then you're starting to create the lifelong habit. Tell me about it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Absolutely. And the other thing I just would add to what Stephanie said about ambassadors, celebrity ambassadors and co-chairs is, and culture is one thing. Another thing is you don't see, and one thing Steph and I talked a lot about when first got started with when we all vote, is you don't see voting in storylines. You don't see voting on TV. You don't see it as something that's a normal thing that happens. And so when you're not seeing that and you're not seeing that impact on culture, it becomes something that feels like it might not be a cool thing to do, or it might not be important. And, you know, the impact it can make if you see, for example, someone on Real Housewives vote, maybe, or, you know, we spent some time talking to producers and showrunners at the top of 2019, because we knew that as they're building out and thinking about doing episodes, it was important to include the messaging, whether it's When We All Vote messaging or just overall messaging and voting in that. Or if you're going shopping and you might see a messaging about voting at your shoe store, you know, those are the types of things. Or you're ordering a Lyft, who's one of our partners, and they have a direct link for you to vote by, to get information about voting or register to vote. So we do a lot of that work as well, because if it's not ingrained in the culture and it only comes up in October or September, right before the election, that might be, you know, not enough time for someone to really create a plan. We know people have busy lives, and it's not easy for people to just say, oh, I'm taking this day off, or, you know, oh, I need to go and print or fax this sheet in to get registered, if they don't have online voting in their state. So having that as a constant reminder is important. It's really actually what we've found and what we've learned is it's really important for young people. You know, young people need, or, you know, just people who are just becoming and learning about voting, they need the information to come to them multiple times. So, you know, in 2018, we were excited to see that at the largest youth turnout in a midterm election in decades, but still 2/3 of young people didn't vote, still didn't cast their ballots.
Such a big group.
Such a huge group. And there's 4 million Americans turn 18 moving into the 2020 election this year. So the opportunity is there, but they have to learn it from somewhere. And if, you know, as Steph mentioned, if you're not learning it at home, if your parents may not vote for whatever reason, or it's just not something they talk about, maybe they do and they just don't go into the details with you, then when are you learning it? So we knew that another great opportunity was the school, providing schools with the resources that they need to be able to get this information to their students. Because, you know, not only is it up to, or could it be, you know, an opportunity for teachers, but for students to be able to get their peers to get the information to go register and vote. So we launched the My School Votes program, which is an initiative that gives resources and trains schools on how to do effective voter registration programs in their schools. So we work with districts, we work with teachers, we work with students to be able to do work to get their students registered. And again, something we learned is the voter registration process, it's not hard, but it certainly doesn't take, it's not one click of the button. And so it's something that you might have to come back and do. So for us, it's reminders, you know, sharing reminders with students in schools and being able to get them that information again and again and again until it's complete. And then after that, once you finish your registration process, then you share with your fellow peers, but then you create a plan to get to the polls. And so the program has reached and trained over 2,000 schools and students across the country. And we're continuing to grow that. I think up to or more than 10,000 individuals have registered just in high schools and through the My School Votes program, which we're really excited about. And we'll continue this effort throughout the school year. Of course, there's new challenges with COVID, but we're doing calls with students and teachers every week to really engage and to work with them to get them the, you know, everything that they might need leading up to November.
One thing Crystal left out though is that we had an epic prom with MTV and a whole bang of celebs from like Chloe and Halle and Kyle, like all of these, DJ Khaled. So they hosted a prom for high schools who won our prom challenge. And we were hoping to actually have proms for these kids that did some amazing voter registration work, but Unfortunately, due to COVID, we couldn't do that, but we gave them a really great prom on YouTube through our awesome partners at MTV. So that was really great. And that was another way that celebrities came in and were able to encourage the students and thank them for all of their hard work. And that's another place where talent is always great.
Now, how though with COVID now, and you not being able to register people in person, how are you actually getting them to register? And has it affected your registration efforts? Like, have you been able to get to the numbers of registrations you want despite this? Have you found other ways that are working?
So yeah, that's a really good question. I mean, the door-to-door is a really big thing. The music festivals, that's a really big playing ground for, you know, registering voters. So that interaction is definitely hurting voter registration numbers overall. I think where the numbers are holistically, not just for our organization, but for all organizations, all voter reg is down nationally. However, over the last couple of weeks, we've seen an uptick. We've seen a surge. So people are like, okay, wait a minute. There's something I need to do here or something I can do here. So they're jumping in on that. One thing that we start to do is try to figure out how to blow out digital events that are fun and engaging and staying true to who we are as an organization, which means staying in culture. So when DJ D Nice did his like epic parties and he just reached 100K on Instagram, it was huge. He's a great friend. We called him up. We said, we'd love to do a couch party with you where we have our volunteers texting voters all around the country to help get them registered and ready to vote. We set a really small goal of 50,000. We blew that. We texted over 400,000 people. And that night, over 20,000 started and or completed the voter registration process. We know it takes at least 7 touches to get someone to get registered to vote. So, you know, for those people that we just touched that night, we continuously text them through our texting program. But that showed us right there that there's a lot of power when we come together and we're creative and we have the right people and we tap into the right moment. I mean, everyone was in the chat from Mrs. Obama to Naomi Campbell to P. Diddy to like
Oprah,
yes. Anyone that you could think of, you know, Tom Hanks, everybody was there. So, and it was so funny when we were planning the event, people were like, so where is it? I'm like, it is virtual. It's in your mind. It's a party in your mind. But it worked out and it was really fun. And I know our volunteers had a good time, but also we monopolized, I don't know, 2-3 hours just talking about voting as DJ D Nice was spinning. So we recreated that again. We did another one where we had a call with 65,000 people who wanted to volunteer with When We All Vote, which was huge.
Fantastic.
Yeah, Mrs. Obama did that call. It was a volunteer call. And Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson joined that call with us, which was awesome. And then on Friday, we have our Roots picnic that we're doing with. We're so excited with the Roots and Live Nation Urban. It's going to be on YouTube, 8 p.m. on Saturday. And what's really great about that is that we are going to do another volunteer activation. And we're hoping to text 500,000 people. We already know that 15,000 people have signed up. So we need even more folks to sign up to be a part of this moment. We have an epic lineup from Roddy Ricch to Lil Baby to Snow Allegra, who's like one of my favorites. And we'll be talking about voting the entire time. Mrs. Obama will be in there. Our co-chairs will be there. A good number of them. So that is another moment where we're trying to monopolize or take over a digital platform and get people engaged through voter reg because we don't have that space where we're going to be physically together. But this is helpful. And I think as we kind of move in further into the fall or into the summer, you know, there may be some opportunities to do some light touches with parking lot events or, you know, some safe opportunities, but they'll be small. And we'll continue to really focus on, you know, making sure we're hitting folks digitally.
Okay. So that the Roots picnic that anyone here who's listening or reading about this is going to be, it's Saturday night
at 8 p.m. on YouTube. And you can check out When We All Vote, go to whenweallvote.org or go to our Instagram at When We All Vote or Twitter at When We All Vote or Michelle Obama. And you can find the flyer there and you'll have all the information and you can sign up to RCP and be a part of this moment. And yes, you're right. Absolutely anybody can join. we can't wait for folks to be engaged with us. And then also, if you want to do something good for your community, if you're looking for an opportunity and you've been protesting or you've thought about it, you just haven't had an opportunity, this is a great opportunity to tap in. We're gonna have a pre-party with some amazing people. We haven't announced who those folks are just yet, but we'll have a pre-party. Well, you'll be trained on our technology called Outvote. That's a partner that we work with, where you'll learn how to text unregistered voters with us, and you can be a part of us reaching that 500,000 person goal.
So you can volunteer.
You can volunteer.
So for all of this, you can go to whenweallvote.org and you'll be able to sign up there to join the event as just a participant or to volunteer, correct?
Or you can text ROOTS to 56005. Or if you want to go directly to the page to get more information, you can go to weall.vote/rootspicnic. So text ROOTS 56005 or weall.vote/rootspicnic.
Well, I think this is really important that people can know they can participate in either way. Now, we just have a few minutes, so we have to ask you, what's it like working with Mrs. Obama and with President Obama? Tell us all about it for a few minutes, because we miss them so much.
Yeah. So, I mean, the thing I love about the Obamas is that they're authentic people. So what you see is what you get. But beyond just being authentic, they're good people. They're nice people. And it is a continual challenge to figure out how to bring your A game, your best game, to the table every single day. So I know that for me personally, that I'm always been challenged to, you know, think through challenges that you have, not only just personally, but I'm talking about professionally, how to best tackle the issues in front of you in a way that, you know, is not only smart, but it's innovative, it makes sense, it's respectful of people, but it's almost like you have to level up every day, and you got to come to the table knowing what you're talking about, prepared and ready to go. And also, you have to be willing to make, I think, some sacrifices, you know, for the greater good, to ensure that, you know, all the work and energy that you're putting into something is actually going to pay off because you're consistently working hard. And I'm continuously inspired by them as individuals, as a couple, as obviously the former president and former first lady of the United States. And the inspiration just makes me want to be better. So they're great people. And I think that people realize that. That's why they're beloved. And that's why so many folks have joined When We All Vote, because they know that if Mrs. Obama is doing something and leading something, it's good, right? And it's going to make an impact. So that's my little version of this, but I'm sure Crystal has some thoughts too.
Yeah, I think one of the great things about working for the Obamas, and in particular, this is my first like real job working for the first former first lady. And I think that one of the great things that I would say, and I think Steph would agree, is I think everyone has worked for people who may not be, or principals who may not be involved. They might just, you know, might get an update every couple months or might check in every now and again. But Mrs. Obama is so incredibly passionate about this and is so involved, you know, from weekly updates that we're providing, to checking in just to see what more can be done, to continuing to push the team to ask, how can we continue to impact change? How can we continue to change the culture around voting? And for that, that's so inspiring to us, and I know to our team, because with that leadership, it continues to feed into us as we're thinking about and continuing to move forward into November. And then, you know, of course, you know, past November, when we're thinking about the next time people are going to get to the polls, like, how do we continue to raise the bar? And, you know, for to have her be so involved and to be so engaged, I think is one of the things that makes her, and I know for the former president, so great, because they really do care. And I think, as Stephanie mentioned, their authenticity is something that people admire, and it's real.
Couldn't agree more. Love them.
Yes, we love them. Yeah. So
Now, everybody listening, we now know what you're doing this coming Saturday night. Yes, the Roots Picnic. Can, if you just go on YouTube, let me just ask you, if you go on YouTube, like let's say you haven't signed up, but if you go on YouTube and you, you know, just search When We All Vote, will it come up for those who want to join?
It's actually going to be on the Roots page. So they have their, the Roots has their own YouTube page. Make sure you go on there.
Cool.
Okay. Okay, great. Because that's a terrific introduction and first step for all of our listeners and readers who haven't already joined When We All Vote. And so we thank you both,
Crystal
and Stephanie, for joining us today and telling us all about it and explaining why, for everybody, voting is so important, and that that is an extension of you expressing yourself, if you've been out on the street, if you've been using your social media platforms. But this is like, this is it to actually let your voice be heard through your vote, power of vote. Allie, any final words?
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
No, just thank you guys so much. Thanks for all the work you're doing. And yeah, just thank you for sharing how important it is, because it is. And hopefully, you know, this coming November, we see record numbers due to all the work you guys have been doing. And we're proud to partner with you all and very, spread that message.
Very proud. Thank you for having us as your partners. And you hear that? 4 million of you who are listening, for those who are listening, who haven't voted yet, your first time, this is your big chance.
Let's do it.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.